April 23, of course, activates the royal star, the lion number, the strongest number in numerology, the number of courage and strength and just the most beautiful leadership. But today, on the 23rd of April 2022, it merges with the number 15, which is the spiritual alchemist number. So that really is magical, where we have alchemy and courage merged together in this very amazing code. It really doesn't get better than this. It allows you to really feel the connection to your soul family and to God, to the universe, and just to play with your life, which is play with love and with feeling so many new opportunities and exploring change, but in a way that is very free, right? The 23 reduces to 5, and that's the number of freedom and adventure. And 15 just wants to uplift in every direction. So there's a sense of real wonder and expansion and abundance and freedom and prosperity and gratitude and independence to enjoy today. The moon squares the sun, and that means your mood may be somewhat changeable. Now, moon transits are very short-lived. They only last a few hours. And so this square just basically means to take extra time to breathe and get space. If you feel any tension, then put your actionable goals into play, because that will get you, when you start acting on something that is meaningful to you, it'll get you out of that place of where your mind is sort of caught up in this loop that results in inner tension. So make an effort to listen to both your thoughts and your feelings, and definitely express yourself. Get plenty of rest so you can replenish and dedicate yourself to your passion. And then we come to the 24th of April, which is a Sunday. 24 reduces to 6. It's the number of love and family and abundance, home business, nurturing. And 16-7 is the number of sudden intuitive insights that literally can shift your life. So you want to take ownership today of your spiritual mission, meaning take responsibility. You want to nurture your gifts. You have the courage to seek love in every area of your life. Embrace change. Any change is really creating an awakening, and it is the process of one awakening after the next that is creating your wonderful shifts in your life. So in that respect, the lightning strike of wisdom that's coming through the 16 universal date will open doors for you to receive that divine wisdom. So it's a wonderful time to reflect, to get outside in nature, to fall in love with the earth, with nature, to engage in a love affair of sorts with nature. Now on the 24th, we have two transits. We have Mercury square Saturn and Mercury sextile Neptune. So it's a big Mercury day. It enhances concentration for Mercury to be in touch with Saturn. So any projects that require intense mental work can get a lot accomplished. Now you want to make sure you're diligent about any details, and that means it's not the best day to enter negotiations. It is a Sunday, so most likely you wouldn't be doing that to begin with. But you want to just be very patient with others and listen super closely to them. And if you sense yourself thinking in a rigid manner, then just change the subject and take some deep breaths and just focus on the positive implementation of your ideas. Now, Mercury sextile Neptune, that means your imagination is very much enriched. You feel truly inspired. You have a great comprehension of spiritual and intellectual concepts, and you can engage in soul-inspired activities as well. So this is a wonderful time for compassion and tenderness. It's wonderful for socializing and allowing music and beauty to relax and inspire. Then on the 25th, we have a code of inspiration. So 25 reduces to 7. And then we have the 17-8, the immortality. So this really imbues you with strength, with discoveries, with spiritual awakening energy. It's a wonderful day to see your vision, to get inspired by your vision, to move forward with your vision with leadership and confidence, to feel your immortality, to be fully engaged with the fact that you are eternal, that you are here just temporarily. And this day can also attract financial flow if you manifest from a place of courage and commitment. So really, you can name this day a day of having a divine vision and manifesting that divine vision. Now, in the stars, the moon conjuncts Mars, and that means you may feel a little bit more impulsive and driven. Your goals certainly are very conscious. You have this emotional focus that gives you strong direction. And that means you can feel free to act on your emotions, to act on your instincts. Now, Mars is passionate and fiery and heats up energy. So you want to use that passionate, heated energy constructively. If it's not channeled in an imaginative, creative way, then it can appear out of the blue in an uncontrolled fashion through impatience, irritation, aggression. Right? So you want to really immerse yourself in something that is positive, that stimulates creative projects, transmutes them, and really allow the outcomes to come through that feel very productive. Now, physical movement is a wonderful way to allow the energy to be expressed. And heartfelt passion and romance are another avenue for the energy to be transformed. Tuesday, the 26th of April, is immersed with courage and then also has an element of reflection, healing, and wisdom through the number 18. So 26 is literally a number of power and leadership and taking charge with utter conviction. And then the number 18 is literally the number of unconditional love and surrender, healing, and allowing yourself to rest. So you have this perspective today that comes from a place of having surrendered, but then also taking the reins. So it's a beautiful merging of the sacred masculine with the divine feminine. And this means you can be an example of what it feels like when all your internal courage is geared towards being of service and taking the lead and being who you are in full integrity without excuses. Now, the moon sextiles Uranus today, and that's a wonderful invitation to follow your instinct and take risks, to open up to your inner genius, because it will radically allow your perspective to shift into non-attachment. So take the opportunities that come your way right now to upgrade in all pertinent areas, because your inventiveness and curiosity are going to bring insights and answers that you may have been seeking for a while. Now, Uranus helps you to suddenly uncover the critical missing link that connects the dots for you. You're open to sharing feelings that you may have withheld before now. It's also a great time to release habits and old paradigms that you've known are just not working for you anymore and replace those with newfound wisdom and enthusiasm to act on that wisdom. And then we move straight into Wednesday, the 27th of April. And on this day, we have the Prince of Heaven number 19, a 19 universal date. 27 is what I call the Gandhi number. It really is the number of leadership through wisdom and such confidence that comes from surrendering to God. So it truly is about letting go, letting God, moving forward with your new plans, allowing originality and compassion to fuel your heart, releasing old, outdated ideas, and being open to process new approaches. You're releasing bygones in order to be completely invigorated from within about your divine mission. Abundance flows the more you implement your original ideas. So this is a day of wonderful new beginnings in love. Now, Mercury sextiles Jupiter and Venus conjuncts Neptune today. And so Mercury sextile Jupiter gives you a wealth of ideas. It enhances optimism. It helps you negotiate and have contracts. You can focus on planning your future. You just feel really excited about the energy of the day. And that enthusiasm really flows into your ability to just make some wonderful decisions, to be super proactive. And then Venus conjunct Neptune also today, such a beautiful day of transits, is very much about stimulating your creativity. So you have this sense of compassion and romance blending together, creating a gorgeous moment where your imagination is just lit up. So you definitely want to carve out time today if you're not naturally, you know, being super creative in your chosen profession, to work on a creative hobby or relaxing so you communicate with spirit in some way, because you're going to really be drawn to beauty and harmony and joy. Then on the 28th of April, we have a code of 28, 10, 1, and 20, which reduces to 2. So the 1 and the 2. This is about new beginnings, creativity, spurring you into action, embracing your inner creator, innovation, courage, blending with tremendous inspiration. And also in a more intimate way, it allows you to be very close in your conversations with others. 28 is a number of trust, and 20 is a number of connection. And so this gives you the opportunity to connect with others in a very intimate way, so that you feel peace and inspiration and compassion and nurturing flowing from your heart, and are able to receive that from whomever you are connecting with as well. Now, on this day, Mercury is active as well, which really helps with the communication. Mercury is trying to Pluto, and that very much deepens what it is you are connecting about, right? So you can have very deep conversations during this transit, spiritual conversations and conversations that uncover things that you may not have broached before with this person. Just know that your power and influence are very strong, and that means you can make some very empowering and deep discoveries, which really aids in the healing process as well, because the more that's on the table, the more that is expressed, the more you're able to hear yourself or hear someone else and mirror that energy and cleanse it by virtue of having allowed it to emerge and appear and be verbalized. And then we come to the 29th of April. That is the fourth of 4 days where we have the 1, 2, 3 ready, set, go code. Remember, April is a 10-1 universal month, 29 reduces to 11 and 2, and then the whole date adds up to 21, which is a 3. Now, 29 opens up the 11 portal into the number 21 universal date. Our 21st century is reflected in that number 21, the truth shall set you free. And also, 21 reduces to the number 3, which is the symbol of joyful expression. So there can be a lot of experiences with others. It's a Friday, so if you socialize today, you are connecting in a way that is very joyful, very playful. It's a very romantic day. The only thing is, if you get into a discussion or conversation where it's your side versus another side, or there's sort of a opposition force in play, you want to really be inspired by the creativity and originality of the numbers and allow your imagination to inspire you to move into a place of joy. So any communication you have today, make it as positive as possible. Like, hold the space for an inner smile before you speak. Hold positive intentions in your heart and enjoy this portal into having fun, being social, feeling joy with others, and guard against going into drama. Now, on this day, Pluto stations retrograde at 28 degrees in Capricorn. So you can see Pluto's getting very close to the end of Capricorn. So it's still going to take a couple years, believe it or not, due to retrogrades, for Jupiter to finally completely leave Capricorn, which happens in 2024. However, this retrograde, anytime a planet retrogrades, when it's at a standstill, it really has the biggest impact because it isn't moving. It's at a place where it's literally just focusing its energy without movement. So Pluto is in the next few months, because these retrogrades last around 5 months or so, it's going to reveal some hidden truths. It's going to transform your life as a result. It's going to set you free by helping you discover the real story of a situation. It makes you more reflective. And, you know, I mean, when you look at the name that Pluto is aligned with, it's the Roman god of the underworld. So you're looking underneath things. You're looking at truth that hasn't been visible and bringing it to light. Making it visible. So Pluto wants you to focus on your shadow side, and which is a good thing, because if we don't focus on our shadow side, it operates unconsciously, and then we are literally not conscious of why we are saying things and doing things and making decisions, because they're driven by something we're not seeing clearly. So when Pluto goes retrograde, it helps us actually to see that. And that's very, very helpful for self-growth. So confronting those darker sides, or sides that are unconscious and still having an impact in a big way, helps you to stay healthy, because you're looking in the mirror and you're seeing things, and then you're going to stop projecting those very things onto others, right? Or onto your decisions. Those unresolved issues are being brought to light in order for you to step in and say and realize, oh, this is why I keep doing this or saying this or acting this way, right? So the purging process, the letting go process, is critical and allows you then, once Pluto moves direct again, to embrace the newfound courage that you have to really, you know, make a difference, right? It feels very empowering when you realize what it is that you didn't see before and can therefore change directions, right? And be much more clear about what is for your highest good. So it's like a rebirth moment when these planets station direct or retrograde, and this is one of those moments. And you'll feel it before the 29th of April, of course, because it takes Pluto quite a long time to slow down. So I would say literally from the middle of April all the way through early May. And then on Saturday, the final day of April, of course, we have the partial solar new moon eclipse in Taurus at 10 degrees. That means your day is blessed by the divine feminine energy, the number 13, the joyful expression of the number 30. And so this is a call to create something very beautiful within you by being in the flow, by smiling, and by allowing the natural cycle of life to unfold. So this means your creative gift wants to be organized today. And it means you want to allow the divine to speak through you. And it means that peaceful resolutions are favored as well. So this is a wonderful moment to embrace the lunation cycle, the cycles on Earth that are governed by the moon, and the divine feminine energies through the number 13. We have 13 weeks in a season, 13 lunations in a year. And so this is really an incredible moment here during this solar eclipse in Taurus, an earth sign, to embrace the earth. Now, the number 10 is about instant manifestation, and this new moon is in Taurus at 10 degrees. So manifesting in an earth sign means it will last. So really pay attention to what it is that you want to create. And I'm really talking about the frequencies, not so much the end result, but the frequencies in your life, the joy, the compassion, the love, the clarity, the gratitude, the awareness, whatever frequency, the peace, whatever you want to align with, that is what you want to focus on. It will really take on a measure of tremendous manifestation powers. And it is an eclipse. So yeah, definitely really make that a big focal point of this beautiful, beautiful new moon in Taurus. The rest of the new moon, you can listen to the forecast for in part one. So enjoy that. And have an absolutely gorgeous April. It's such an exciting time because it is a 10-month of new beginnings and manifestation. And it prepares us for May, which then will be the master number month, the number 11, where really those new beginnings will take fruit, really blossom, and move us into the part of the year where the exuberance of everything that we've discovered and learned up until this point is going to blossom in a big, big way. So have a beautiful April, and I'll see you again when we come to the May forecast. And also enjoy Merlin's message this month. It's really exciting, and I love including that new bonus for you. So I hope you're enjoying that as well. All right. Bye-bye for now.